Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie, and catch up on free rego across the entire Tiguan range until the end of June. Treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Great to have your company, family, on this Monday edition of the Rush Hour. Let's get straight to the big man. Fresh off a win, a good win, a good coaching win. Himself and his boys up and about. The one and only Andrew Juice Newton, or as I now have changed his last name. I'm sick of it just being called Jarman.
What is it
Starman.
Now?
Starman. Star. No, I'm just going to call you Star.
You called me Grant Denyer on Friday.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's because I love you.
Boys were calling me Grant on the weekend.
Were they? Yeah, I probably on reflection a little too hard.
It's life. It's life, Lou. G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Monday. Oh. I hate the boys, Lou.
Yeah, they're done.
I know they're done, but I hate them.
I'm with you.
Don't do them, AFL.
Torment.
Oh.
It is torment.
Thursday night footy's around the corner.
Oh, I know. It's back again. There is no ending. The week's where do they finish
stop.
And where do they start?
Oh,
tell
boy.
You about, how's this for a show? Don Pike, 5'10", lock it
no.
in. He's going to join us, the coach
stop.
Of the Adelaide Crows. Fresh off the mid-season siesta.
Yeah.
Wayne Carey coming up very shortly as well. Treads is in there as well.
Nice.
Don't forget, Mondays means one thing and one thing only, the round of music. Richmond, I love the Tigers. They hear the show. They know about our show. They know about the segment, the round of music. And in the wake of their disappointing capitulation against my boy Sydney, they've sent out a song to all their members.
I will let you down.
Oh, no.
I will make you hurt.
Is that Dimmer Cash?
Dimmer doing his best, Johnny Cash. Apparently in all black today at the club. All the boys, all
they can't
required.
Find Dusty.
They can't. They cannot. I will
come
let you
on,
down.
Richard. What about your boys? Still got a heartbeat.
Heartbeat?
Sheepers.
Fair dinkum, it's causing earthquakes.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how big it is
don't
at the moment.
Don't you say we're a top four side.
No, we're not. But I tell you what, anyone could be the way the season's going at the moment. We're going to do all the news and talk about Darren Burgess, the Port Fitness guru, who's got a massive offer.
He's off.
From the one and only Arsenal over there. So we'll talk about that. Our press conference coming up 4:30 for that, Burgo. So we'll get a little bit more on that as well. Social media and footy.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that, aren't we? You and I, you know what we should have done? In the wake of Tom Bug and Jack Watt sending a little message to JJ, you and I should have just done a little Snapchat, little video.
Do.
Double A. to your good mate, Rowie and Vicks over there. Just said
it would
boys,
be ugly.
Cheers from the number one boys in town.
It'll be 50.
So if I could just get you onto social media, I think we can start with a little.
Oh, destroy myself.
All
Luke.
The big issues
Come
coming
on,
up
family,
next.
Let's go.
The King, the Duck, Wayne Carey
right
joins
on.
Us on the Rush Hour.
Jarson and Louie at 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
G'day rock and rollers, this is Dave Gleeson from the Screamin' Jets. I'm giving your suburb a brand new anthem with Triple M's Suburban Songs. We're taking crazy stuff about your suburb and we put it into your favourite Triple M songs. This week it's North Adelaide.
Life in North Adelaide.
Hear all the songs at triplem.com.au and get a brand new one every Thursday at 8:30. Thanks to Suburban Taxis. Rock 'em whatever suburb you need to get to. 131 008 Triple M.
Tonight, talking footy at 7:30 on 7, mate. Luke Darcy, Tim Watson and our very own Triple M's very own. Channel 7's own. He joins us right now. The one and only, the King, Wayne Carey. Duck, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, g'day, lads. How are we?
We're good, g'day, mate. I'm going to start with the big statement early, Duck, but the Bulldogs, they're done and dusted for the year. That's it. They are done. Gone, cooked. They won't get back.
Yep. Jeez.
I tell you what, I watched them live yesterday, and I haven't seen them play like that under Luke Beveridge. They've lost that that desperation, that hardness, that that ferocity that we... just so used to over the last year and a half. And, it's two games in a row now, so it's becoming it would be a concern for Luke and the boys, and they've got to try to, regenerate.
Duck, Richmond, they're a comedy show at the moment. 36 points up in the second quarter, playing at home in the MCG in front of 60,000 against Louis' old mob. How in the hell can you go back there and keep watching them week in, week out? They're unpredictable, and they're a nightmare to watch.
I don't think they're a nightmare to watch anymore. I think they play a good brand of footy, and we saw that in the first quarter against the Swans. But, look, to be honest, they went back into their shell a little, and it's something they haven't really done this year. And I know they've lost those close games. But for me, the Tigers are a different outfit to what we've seen over the last 4 years, and they made the finals in three of those. We know last year they were poor. But I'm glass half full with the Tigers. I think they're okay. Quality opposition, Sydney. They're playing some good footy again. remember, they were last year's grand finalists, and you know they're now only a game out of the eight. So I'm a little bit more bullish about the Tigers than some. Right. They've probably been the only side, let's be honest, this year, and even Adelaide and GWS are sitting first and second, that haven't been absolutely thumped in a quarter or have allowed a side to really dominate them.
Mm.
And I know their second half on the weekend, Sydney outscored them significantly and they struggled to score themselves. They probably do just lack that one more big marking forward. That's, you know, a lot's left for Jack Riewoldt. They got that small brigade. But, no, I think the Tigers will play finals footy this year, and I know you can't fit 14 into 8, and that's what it's looking like at this point
it's
in time.
Tight as. Yeah.
But let's be honest, boys. I reckon 11 wins and a good percentage will get you into the 8 this year.
Yeah, it's a very good call, Duck. Alex Rance, superstar player, even better actor.
Yeah, it's, you know what? For a guy like Alex Rance, who we all admire, he's a marvellous player, and he's going from strength to strength. Some people are saying the best defender of all time. Little premature, I would have thought. But he's a gun, and I agree. I think if he had his time again, he wouldn't take a dive like he did. It's not a good look for our game. That's what soccer players do, not AFL.
Yeah. It's in the rule book too, so with a bit of luck, they might bring it out. Duck, you rightly said that Damien Hardwick would be right up there as Coach of the Year material. I would suggest after the weekend, Brendan Bolton's name keeps going up higher and higher with a rocket.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And look, before I wrote that, he was right there, as was Ken Hinckley, and I think like Dom Pike as well. I think when you look at a side at the start of the year, we all had certain expectations about those teams. I mean, some people didn't have Adelaide in their eight. Can you believe it?
I know.
And he's got them sitting on top of the ladder, and I guess Port Adelaide, similar type thing, and they're playing some good footy as well. And Carlton, you're right. I mean, their captain's had a great year, Mark Murphy. And tell you what, how good was Adelaide Crows playing next year? Price did.
We got Dom Pike on a bit later, Duck, and I'm going to ask him, geez, were you impressed with Gibbs's game?
Well, they might have to give away a little more than what they wanted to. Yeah. They'd maybe been a little more bullish, they might have him, but they might have to be now. He's having a great year.
Duck, much made of Thomas Bugg's use of social media on the weekend, he and Jack Watt's little photo suggesting, hey, JJ, as in Jason Johannesson, we're coming to meet you at the football. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Have we overreacted? Some of the media types have sort of howled it down.
Yeah, overreacted, I think. I didn't see that it was all of that bad, and I think everyone, making a mountain
it's good
of
to
molehill.
See players with some personality, Duck, which we need.
Oh, Jars, well, you know that better than anyone. They're trying to turn everyone into robots, and let's not have some fun. Let's not laugh at ourselves or laugh at anyone else.
Yeah, nah, I like beautiful. It. Good call. The Demons, are they the real deal? And can Sydney make the finals, Duck?
I think they can. I think they can. If there's any side outside of the eight, I think they can do it. Clearly they've got the ability, and they've got some gun midfielders, and they've got a bloke called Buddy Franklin in some pretty good form. So I think they can. In terms of Melbourne, they're maturing in front of our eyes, and you know they've got a couple to come back, obviously in and Gorn and Hogan. When they get those guys back in the second part of the year, they could come home with a wet sail. And it's one of those years. The AFL must be just
licking their lips,
giving themselves love bites in the mirror every night.
It's going to be a good end of the year, Duck. You can catch all the action tonight, all the opinions on the big issues. Talking footy, 7:30 on 7, mate. And be thankful, Duck, there was no social media around. Imagine Jars on Snapchat these days.
I think Jars, I tell you what, if there was social media around in our day, Jars, I don't think you and I would have played a game. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, mate. Thank you. Wayne Carey on the Rush Hour with Dale Lewis and Andrew Jarman. Talking footy, 7:30 tonight on 7, mate.
Yeah, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M's 10 grand, no repeat workday guarantee is back. It means we won't play the same song twice. Or will we? Catch us out and win 10 grand.
Oh, you're kidding.
10K.
I think I've heard this song today.
We're guaranteed to repeat a song in June if we don't stuff it up first.
Love taking the piss out of Triple M's Head of Rock for stuffing it up again.
Triple M's 6 till 6, no repeat workday.
Listen up, I'm not going to repeat myself. The place for the new Ford Ranger FX is Mourne Team Mount Barker, mtford.com.au.
Triple M.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh, the Rush Hour. You're listening to Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. And if you're watching Channel 7 News last night, you would have been watching Jars and Louis not presenting the news, about 5 to 7, just popped up on the screen there. Gave you a code word. That code word, hopefully you've remembered it, because I reckon about an hour from now, we're going to give you a chance to go to Melbourne and check out the front bar. So we're talking flights, accommodation here. Get to see one of the screenings of the front bar. And also tickets to the Carlton Crows game as well, just by watching Channel 7 News. And if you missed it last night, got another chance tonight.
And that Carlton Crows game, given Carlton's recent form, is going to be an absolute doozy.
They've been a 60, bogey 70, team 30, too.
They
have to.
At the MCG in recent time. We could do the news, you could do the weather, we could do the headlines.
There you go. I'm happy to do the weather.
Yeah, beautiful. Our football landscape has been just overrun with news of Darren Burgess, who is the fitness guru at Port Adelaide.
Yep.
He's bound for Arsenal in the Premier League. So well done to Burgess.
Absolutely.
Thoroughly deserved. He's been headhunted by Arsene Wenger to go over there and take care of an organisation that for the first time has missed out on Europe. So they are deadly keen to return to the top. High performance manager, we're sort of guessing it, thinking at it. It's a really, really big role. Press conference has been done. Can let you know a few guidelines, Port fans in particular, that he's not lost and it won't impact the club as much as probably we first thought.
Right.
Return to Alberton in late July to continue to supervise the club's high-performance program for the end of the home and away season.
Righto.
And should Port be in the finals, be here for the entire duration of the finals campaign. That's a big win.
Yeah.
Return to Alberton in both October and November to plan and implement Port's 27-18 pre-season program. And at that time, hand over to the successor. And they're going to go on an international search for that. And that will be led by Burger. He'll be a busy boy, isn't he? He's going to undertake daily remote consultation with Port Adelaide's high performance team and footy program, including Kenny Hinkley, for the duration of this transition period, and remain an integral part of Port Adelaide's China high performance, of course, which he pretty much set up with all the food and everything else and the travel, having had the experience of playing internationally before and travelling internationally. That is a good win for the footy club. The other big win is, and Keith Thomas pointed out, Arsenal have indicated their desire to be part of a new collaborative partnership with Port Adelaide in a range of areas, including sports science, professional development and international growth.
Sheepish.
And that brings some amazing opportunities with it, as Keith said. So I think that's the big win. There's some really talented key people over there, nonetheless being Arsene Wenger, who's been in charge for 20-plus years.
And the owner?
The man that owns that organisation also owns an NBA franchise and also, I reckon, an NHL franchise off the top of my head. Very, very astute businessman. He's a billionaire, of course. Must know what he's doing. So to be able to tap in with that, they'll sit and catch up with the CEO of the Arsenal Football Club a little bit later here in Australia to go through all the finer details of how this will all play out. And as Keith said there, and as what Port Adelaide have been able to do, sure, they've lost some of their key pillars over the last few years, starting with Alan Richardson, then tragically Phil Walsh, and now Burgio. Yeah. But what it means is whatever they're doing at Port Adelaide is being done to a standard that others want it. So that is a massive tick.
It's a good tick.
For Koshy, for Keith, and for Kenny, and all the guys out there, that they are setting the world standards.
Do they deserve a compensation for losing him, Port Adelaide?
Well, I think no one
Are they asking for compensation?
Well, I would think somewhere in that deal, because you've got a contract that's either got to be paid out or terminated at the same time. And with Burgio, I think those conditions, that sounds like some kind of compensation.
That's the one,
And I think for them to win it, it's what can we tap into, and that collaborative with Arsenal, think, is the big one. That's where it's at. We wish Burgio all the best of luck. Done an amazing job. Really good fella. Knows his stuff. Loves his soccer, of course. That's his background. Used to be the understudy in Sydney many, many years ago when I was still playing. So great to see we've now got a bet overseas, Jars.
Yeah, nice.
And we should be able to get to go and see the Gunners up close and personal.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Update on the Cricket Australia v ACA, Australian Cricketers Association, pay dispute war.
Before we jump into that, Pakistan defeated India in the ICC Championship. So Pakistan is celebrating as we speak.
Flying, and guess who's in charge of Pakistan? Mickey Arthurs.
There you go.
The man that got flip
clipped
3 or 4 years back. Ricky Ponting picked the two finalists too, Ponce.
Jeez, he's a good cricket brain, isn't he?
He's got an amazing cricket brain. Righto, back to the pay dispute. Okay, of course, as we all know, Cricket Australia threatened the players that if you don't re-sign a new deal before the end of the financial year, June 30, you'll all be out of jobs. Come July 1. Players have stuck strong with the hashtag Fair Share.
Fair Share.
Been going along right throughout. Are we getting any closer? They appeared at a point at the start of the Champions Trophy that there may have been a softening from the players with Moses Henriques, who's good mates with Steve Smith, suggesting that maybe something's got to give. Well, David Warner, our boy, Mr. Walkabout Hotel himself, on Channel 9's Wide World of Sports, had this to say. And to be fair to say, it's game on, Moles.
We've been offered contracts and we've knocked it back. But that's because we want to make sure that the female players and the domestic players are in this revenue share model. Because through the decades that have gone past, the past players that have been in our situation stood up for us. I was a domestic player. I was a young kid coming through. We're doing the same that they did for these guys coming through as well. Well, come July 1, we're unemployed and we've been threatened with that. So, you know, from our point of view, I want to play from Australia, for Australia, and so do the other boys. But, you know, if there's nothing that's put in place and we don't get, you know, what we're trying to achieve here from both point of views is that we're not going to be able to tour Bangladesh. There might not be an Ashes if we don't have MOU.
United we stand, isn't it?
Hashtag fair share.
Fair share. I like it.
Massive game of poker happening right now.
Yeah, it is too.
Massive, massive game. Cricket Australia, of course, contracts all run out at the end of the fin year.
Yep.
So what you're going to get, you're going to get at the moment, if there's deals. So what have we got now? 12 days, roughly, give or take, to the end of the month. If nothing gets done and it rolls over and these guys all of a sudden don't have any income coming in, all right, that real threat, especially that mid-range player whose livelihood is dependent on the cash coming in. Not the David Warners of the world, the Steve Smiths, not all that. And we heard Davey Boy point out correctly too, it's not for him. Mm. He's okay, he's making
Domestic players, five million bucks
a year. Mm.
They're
so
happy.
What it is though, and here is, do Cricket Australia have the kahunas? Because it sounds like the players are going nowhere on their side of it. And they want the percentage model. They don't want to pool the cash, they want the percentage model that they've had for the last duration.
Correct.
Pretty much like what the AFL players have and what all the major sporting codes have around the world. The catch will be, are Cricket Australia prepared to call the bluff and then go, right, we'll get through to that point, there is no deal, and then all of a sudden, these people that Dave Warner and co that are trying to protect, to help, they have no income. Right? Bangladesh, they can write off.
Yeah, don't worry about Bangladesh.
There is no fear there because, unfortunately for the Bangladeshians, we had bomb blast one other time. We called
and they
cancelled
it,
There is a gutload of cash sitting in cash reserves at Cricket Australia.
And the players know that.
Yep.
It's the Ashes
series. So therefore they could go, look, we'll compensate Bangladesh cricket.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's neither here nor there.
The millions and millions they'll lose out on the Ashes series.
And then it's the big one. And you go, well, you know, do we want our governing bodies and our players playing a game of high risk, high reward cards?
Who's going to,
And then it really is getting to the point.
Who's going to show their cards first?
Well, I think the players have got the first go because they go, all right, okay. They're the ones that are going to have to, looks like, give something before Cricket Australia flinch at all by the looks of it.
And would they lose support of the Australian public if they
could
boycott
well
Bangladesh too?
Cash is always a tough one. I think there needs to be greater clarity from the ACA, the cricketers' point of view, about why they are so adamant with this cash call. Because Davey Warner pointed out then, it's for our girls and for our state-based and domestic cricketers. I think that needs to be made clearer. Cricket Australia have been very clever releasing videos and campaigns and putting out their side of it. I reckon if I'm the players, I'm going, we need a campaign to win the Australian public over. Because I tell you right now, the backlash that would come if we didn't get an Ashes off the back of, and if you're only partly informed as a public, you're not going to win as a playing group because you're going to be seen as greedy because we know the top end make all the money. Somehow they've got to get that message clearer that this is what it's for and it's for the grassroots. And like Dave said then, it's for the next generation of cricketer who can come through and be given the time to ply his trade, learn his craft, and hopefully turn into the $5 million man. But if you don't have the ability and you've got to go and work a day job while you're trying to be the best you can be, well, you're never going to reach your peak, are you?
No, not at all.
Again.
Who's going to show their hand first?
I don't know.
Come on, Lou.
Well,
hand Luke.
Well, James Sutherland.
Is it Jimmy Sutherland?
Jim Sutherland
or Davey?
CA. And whether.
Has Davey got one up his sleeve?
I mean, is Davey sitting here? Has he got the green visor on? Has he got the green visor? Is he playing with the dogs?
He's got his pads on.
Is he playing with the five dogs?
No.
Is he up there? Where's Warnie when you need him? He plays a bit of Texas Stud Hold'em. Where's Joe Hasham? Where's our experts here from a cricketing point of view?
Where's Rodney Marsh?
Sitting there bunkering down. Big Chugy in one hand. Got holding them tight, flipping them over, getting in. We all should be at the casinos right now. The Australian cricketers should tour the casinos of Vegas to get themselves into game shape, Juice.
And Warnie driving the bus.
And they should be playing them. We haven't got it. We should have Kenny Rogers on loop.
Get their jackets on.
Sing it. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away.
Oh, I love it.
That's what we need to get the rush
family.
Out.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Let's go, Lulu.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Coming up, Donny Pike just after 5 o'clock.
Now, we have elite standards here, don't we? Across the Monday to Friday and the weekend.
Well, you think when you leave on a Friday evening that everything is in good hands.
Yeah.
And we hand it over to those that can get the job done on the weekend. It's only a couple of days. It's only a few hours shift. Yeah. It's not a big issue or a big call. Safe in the knowledge we return to said elite standards on a Monday and the world is a better place.
Correct.
That's our aim here in our radio land.
Spot on. That's our values.
So I get in today and I'm completely oblivious to some unprecedented behaviour type issues with Dead Set Legends, a show that I co-created.
It's one of your babies.
And it's one of your flagships that you lend your great brand to keep an old man out of an old housing home. And it's a real pleasure that you do it.
Now, Saturday morning, gone.
And it goes, what a show. It kicks off at 7 o'clock till 9:30 and really kickstarts your weekend and gets you up and about, fresh off the week of the news. The news of the week and, of course, Friday night footy.
Right.
Well, I'm just going to play you a piece. There are dulcet tones here you will not recognise because they are not of Sean Craig Murphy, who, by the way, was rostered on, but they are of our L Plate producer, young Jared, who, by the way, was spotted learning his craft on Saturday afternoon in the Triple M commentary box being a producer, but also waving through the window at his old place of employment, 5AA. Now
we'll deal with that another day.
Yeah, that is a job for another day. But this now, so 7 o'clock rolls around Saturday morning. You should be hearing KG, Rhett Bigland, and Sean Craig Murphy.
Spot on,
instead, you get this crap.
It's this Triple M's Dead Set Legends for KG Cunningham and Rhett Bigland for Noel's Caravans. You'll love the way they do business.
Jared, the little man behind the microphone.
Jared nailing it.
He's nailed it completely.
Would be ashamed of yourself.
The overnight scoreboard, young Jared.
And up next, we have Australian boxing legend Jeff Fenwick.
Right,
ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You can feel the pimply face coming through, can't you?
Yeah, the little baby.
Now, Murph. What the hell happens?
Explain.
Sleeping in, it's one of the greatest sins in radio land. Of course, it would be, no doubt, at AustralianRadioschool.com about the top five sins. It would have to be in there,
wouldn't it? It's definitely up there,
Explain yourself.
So, went to sleep the night before, set the alarm. I set three alarms on my mobile phone, so three different times for 5:30, 5:40, 5:45, and
geez, what alarms,
then woke up.
Get to the point.
Woke up in the morning, and I thought, I can hear birds singing. That doesn't seem right. And there's a bit of light coming through, and then all of a sudden, panic struck in. I thought, it feels like it's later than 5:30, so I've actually had a look at the phone, but couldn't get the phone on because the battery had gone flat.
Because your little fat fingers were shaking so much.
And then I thought I've slept in, so I've checked the iPad and 7:11.
It's a terrible feeling, isn't it?
It's the worst feeling in the world. It is.
Now, is there any reason why you may have slept in? Did you turn?
did you turn
on a big one?
Did you get on the froths?
Yeah, we're whinging about that gammy foot you've had for 8 months.
Yeah,
Look, I was in a bit of pain the night before, so I may have
popped some pills.
I did have one. Yeah,
legitimate. Have you been drug tested here today?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, I'm telling you.
I mean. Honestly.
Sean, it's about the team. It's not about you.
Then
what did you do?
That's disgraceful.
What was your process you went through once it was 7-Eleven?
And 7-Eleven.
So 7-Eleven, I didn't even brush my teeth, just threw on some clothes.
Jeez.
That's unprofessional.
Jumped in the car. Raced to the station, but two minutes into it, I thought, I forgot my security pass. I had to drive back home. So I didn't get here until about 7:35.
And the phone was flat.
The phone was flat, so I couldn't even ring up Jared.
You're not organised.
Oh, no.
You know,
Hang on.
This is an embarrassment.
Yeah, now, look, I didn't think I was going to have to ask this question, but I'm going to have to. Do you really want to be here?
I do, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you don't.
Mm. With that you don't kind like of behaviour. You don't like...
If you don't want to do it...
I love KG.
If you don't want to do it, mate, don't just put your hand up. Just tell us.
We'll find someone else.
We'll find someone else to do your job.
Mate, if you want to be a Darren Burgess, yeah. Mate.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Jared was pretty good, though, wasn't
yeah,
he?
No, oh, really? Really?
That's why he waited for his mates next door and sat late.
Yeah, because he thought he was going back to them. Because he needed another job.
Sean, have you apologised to KG and Rhett Biggins? Have you apologised to the family?
No. Look, I didn't get a chance to on air.
It's probably too much from you, Murph. Sir Splash sums it up best.
Here we go.
Old Sean Craig Allenby.
It wasn't like that at all.
I tell you what, do it again. Do it again.
You're on notice.
You will end up in a boot. You will. Nice work, Splash.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
The round of music and Don Pike. Just a couple of things to come in the second hour here on the Rush Hour Monday edition. But, Juice, we are now trying to give away the big cash. Yeah. It's been getting close. It's been very, very close. June. Time to try and give it all away.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
Thanks to Automasters.
Are you ready for a braking emergency on the way home? Call 1300 Automasters and get a brake inspection.
And Port Adelaide's Darren Burgess has sat down, and Port Adelaide have outlined how the remainder of the year will look with Burgess taking up a new position at Arsenal. We'll recap that before we get out of here. Triple M website, Triple M Facebook, if you want to get all those details right now. Don't worry, Power fans, he is not abandoning the football club and will be here right throughout the duration of the finals campaign, which is great news, Jas.
Absolutely. Let's say hello to Kyle of Glenelg. G'day, Kyle. All the best on a Monday. We're due to give away $1,000, my friends, thanks to the good friends of ours, Automasters.
Hello, boys. Thank you very much. Fire up a dart for this.
Oh, hello. He's a little guy like this. We've got a live one. Yeah. Now, Kyle, Automasters Lifeline, all good with that?
All good with that, yeah.
All right, mate. Going to hand
you... charge for a second one.
No, he's a bit tight. It's almost like it is.
Well, I could probably get some dirt on him, but yeah, that's another story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's another show too. All right, mate, good luck. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of that first question. Here we go.
Okay, mate, how many sides are having a bye this weekend in the AFL?
None, sorry.
What spot on the AFL Premiership ladder are Port placed?
Fourth.
Who won the first ever Super League Netball Grand Final?
Straight pass.
How many disposals did Bryce Gibbs get on the weekend? 43 or 48?
43. True or false there, Cole? Dale Lewis represented his country in wrestling at the Olympics.
False.
How many sides have won 7 AFL games this year?
Three.
Who won golf's US Open this morning?
Yankee bloke.
Yep.
Pass.
Okay. Name the Melbourne player who taunted Jason Johannesson on Instagram yesterday.
Jesus Christ, pass that again.
Taunt's a strong word.
Nick Maxwell is the runner for which AFL team there, Kyle?
Collingwood.
Name the leading goal kicker in the AFL.
Not Buddy.
Just say Automasters.
Automasters.
There you go.
Well,
it's not pretty.
Goodness me.
It's a fair bit of Monday-itis, Kyle.
I get them every other time.
Yeah, of course you do. Good luck, mate.
1, 2, 3.
Correct.
Yeah, 3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
That felt
better than that, didn't it, Kyle? Yeah.
That's horrible.
$30 coming your way. Bad start. Tripped up early. No buys. Got to take your first answer, mate, unfortunately, on this show. Pass the second one. Sunshine Coast Lightning, the inaugural winners of the Super League. Netty. Yeah. Dale Lewis represented his country in wrestling at the Olympics. His name is Dale Folsom, as in Folsom Prison.
Yeah.
1933. Wow. Geez, that's when he was born.
You.
Yeah, I know.
It's
Murph being tricky. He was an American wrestler. Yeah, he competed in the Greco-Roman heavyweight. There are 4 teams on 7 wins at the moment. Port, Melbourne, Richmond and West Coast. Brooks Koepka won the US Open this morning. Would have taken any answer there. Thomas Bugg is the man that was on Instagram pre-game for the Demons.
$30.
Nick Maxwell is the runner for GWS. He played for Collingwood.
He's the one that stands in a spot.
That's it. So $30 coming your way, Cole. Thanks for playing.
My missus is shaking her head.
Yeah.
Every day she's going, you are hopeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not pretty, so don't give her a share of the loot.
Probably just going to tone it down, Cole.
Thanks, boys.
Have a great night. Everybody else, back again tomorrow. $30. That's the worst we've had for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Wonder how our vetting process is going.
Yeah, I reckon it's dropped off.
Speaking of vetting, our next guest doesn't need any of that. Got an IQ that's got us both covered and then some. Adelaide Crows coach Don Pike on the Rush Hour coming up next.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M.
Coach Don Pike joins us. Pikey, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
G'day, mate.
Mate, a couple of days off, off the grid, nice and rested, mate, ready for a big second half to the year?
Yeah, it was nice to get a few days break and a bit of downtime last week and tried to sort of declutter the mind from the footy thinking and spent some time with the wife, so it was good.
Very nice down at KI, I understand.
Yeah, we just had a few days down there. We had a chance to go for a few bit of bushwalking and a bit of thinking and a bit of sleeping and a bit of reading. It was pretty laid back.
Are you a handholder, Pikey, when you're out with the doll?
Oh, look, if the situation calls for
it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I'm just checking.
I'm
arm. You're an arm around?
Oh, yeah. I like doing that.
Arm around, hand, whatever. Yeah. You've got to show a bit of affection.
Oh, I agree. Jars are very possessive.
Hey, mate, unpredictable this year, this competition, Pikey. Oh, it's so hard for the tipsters, but no one is safe in that top eight. Upsets galore, as we've seen this year. Players' mindset, you've got to have them spot on for Thursday night against Hawthorn.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, as you said, it's and it continued on the weekend, didn't it?
Yeah.
The evenness of the comp is never more true. I think there's probably two games between about 15th and being in the top four almost. So, look, another great test again. Hawthorn, who played some good footy recently, they haven't sort of maybe got some wins, but their win against Sydney a while back was very good on Friday night. And we know they're very capable. So we expect and prepare for their best.
Pikey, what is your message to your team as you send them off? Good win, got on the back of the winners, even though Sloane didn't play well, but had a nice win. What do you say to them as they head into their break?
Yeah, well, we just sent the guys away with some positive feedback in terms of what they'd been able to create. I mean, again, often in this, we spend a lot of time looking forward, and probably the mid-season break gives you an opportunity to look back as well and say, look, there's some things in there which we'll keep working on, but there's also a lot of things that we've done in the first half of the season that have got us to the win-loss record, and we need to recognise those and almost reward ourselves for those, because otherwise we end up in this endless pursuit for almost perfection versus actually saying, no, we've made some progress in some areas and we've performed well. So let's take that on board. But also, the break then's an opportunity probably for more of a mental refresh than physical. We've sort of got to keep them going a little bit through the break, but they get the chance to go away with their loved ones, catch up with their families, spend some time not worrying about the day-to-day of training, meetings and doing what we do from an AFL professional footballer's viewpoint.
So, Piker, what strategies you sit down with your players to try and get that momentum back? Because, as you know, you need to be having good momentum heading into September. We see Melbourne, we see Essendon and Sydney Swans playing with some real good momentum, and then the bye comes along. So, as a group, you sit down and go, OK, well, we've got to restart the batteries and go again. So, what do you put in place there?
Yeah, so we just talked to the guys about, after the four-day break, it was like, well, where'd you go? What'd you get up to? Have a moment of sort of reflecting on what they did. And then clearly, so, boys, we've got a game Thursday night. And we're probably fortunate in that it comes around fairly quickly.
Yeah,
so
it's
not the lag. We got them back in on Thursday. We had a training session Thursday, one Saturday, one again this morning. So, and look, to be honest, the guys are in a really good headspace. They're not sitting back going, how good are we going? They're sitting back going, look, we're in a good spot. But we understand the challenges that are coming and we need to embrace those challenges and make sure we're ready to keep getting better, because they're the questions and they're the needs you're going to require to keep winning in this competition.
Pikey, she's a new era, this modern day footy, social media. Thomas Bug. Sort of forced to defend himself a little bit, a bit of fun between mates. Does the footy club got a stance on guys jumping on social media, or is it just one of those things where common sense needs to prevail?
I think it's pretty much common sense. I mean, you're probably talking the wrong bloke if you're talking about social media, but I'm aware of what sort of transpired. And it seemed to me it was probably maybe a bit of a word between mates. I think the players understand, and how they communicate and how they do it now via social media is different to when we were playing, where it was probably more of a, it would have been seen as a direct challenge of something or other. I think these days it was a bit more tongue in cheek. So, they're aware of it. They understand it. And, that we allow them to have their freedom in that space, but they know that it has ramifications. If you do post something or you do suggest something, it's either inappropriate or is is just wrong.
Yep. Pikey, Mitch McGovern and Paul Seisman knocking on the door for some senior selection, more so Mitch McGovern. So that's handy to have as a coaching staff for this Thursday night.
Yeah, look, both those guys got their first game back against Norwood on the Saturday afternoon before the bye, which was great. Both got through unscathed. So it'll be a discussion around, you know, is one game going to be enough for them, or do we need to see more? I mean, both of them, you know, in Caesar's case, it's his first game for the year, and in Gov's case, it's his first game for 9 weeks. Mm. So we'll weigh that up in terms of selection and try and get them in the side. You know, they're both proven they're quality AFL players. We'll try and get them in the side when we think they're ready to not only come in and play, but really ready to come in and perform and perform the level we need them to.
Pikey, the Runners, for whatever reason, have had front page for the last week or so. What's your thought on them? Do you need them? Do you like them?
I quite like the Runners. I think the game's unique in that it's basically a continuous 30-minute game, you know, broken by the coaching opportunity at quarter time, half time, and three quarter time. So I think the Runners are, you know, in the main being used the correct way, which is to try and, you know, provide messaging across your lines and the groups. And I'm not seeing, I mean, I know there was the incident a couple of weeks back, but I'm not seeing any examples of the games I'm watching where runners are being disruptive. And I think the rules are pretty strict and pretty firm with runners now in terms of where they can be, where they can stand, and the time they're allowed to be out there. And I'd like to see the Runners continue.
I have to ask, did you happen to catch the Carlton v Gold Coast game and Bryce Gibbs' performance?
I saw the first half of that game. He played quite well.
He did. I'm just seeing where he's at. I want to see whether he's relaxed. Yeah. He's been able to flip me off nicely, so I enjoy that.
It was off the pads.
It certainly was. So, Pikey, gearing back into it, Thursday night, as Jar said, we've seen what can happen to teams. What are you expecting from the Hawks? Because the perception is they're down and out, and they're an easy kill.
Well, I think I don't know where that perception's coming from. As I said, I've watched their recent form, and they were, as I said, very good against Sydney a couple of weeks back. Obviously, on the weekend, they didn't get it done against the Gold Coast, but they did come back and kick six in the last quarter to get within two goals. So they're very capable. We understand that. It's likely they're going to bring, you know, potentially get back a couple of their bigger names as well, in Hodge and Bruce and maybe even Birchall. So that'll bolster their side. And they've shown enough signs to show they're very more than capable. And, you know, I think they're an example of a team that's probably, they're 4-8 and they're probably two games out of the top eight. So, we prepared, and our guys understand the need to get going, and our guys have been really good on the track since they've returned, both in terms of their effort, but also the intensity which they trained at. So the signs are good. We'll hopefully jump out Thursday night ready to go.
And last one, Sloane in the Tagger. Didn't have any epiphanies when the head hit the pillow throughout the course of the break. It's something that he's got to deal with and the club's got to deal with.
Yeah, look, it is. It's one of those things. We've got some options and some flexibility around what he can do. And we're continuing to talk to Sloane in that space in terms of how it looks. And we'll continue to explore that. But, you know, sometimes it's, you know, Gary Ablett, he's got used to it over a number of years, and it sometimes takes a little bit of time. That said, I was really happy with some of the things Sloane did for us against St Kilda. Whilst the statistics didn't measure up, he was providing opportunities for other guys and creating things for us. So sometimes it's about the just actual raw numbers. Sometimes it's about your game influence as well and some of the other things he does. So, look, he's a great player, and he'll work his way through, and I'm really confident that, you know, in a month's time, this won't really be even a question. It'll be something he's just dealing with, and he's impacting on games, or that we found another way to actually, you know, get around the tagging situation. But very comfortable and very confident Sloane he'll be fine.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Good luck.
8-3, really well placed. Cannot wait to see the boys in action on Thursday night. Good luck for the second half of the year.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
And Lou, we're 9-3, mate.
Oh, 9-3. I've sold you short.
Yeah, have Lou.
Apologies to Pike. Are you still listening?
He just hung up.
No, he's still there. It is Don Pike, the Adelaide Crows coach, on the Rush Hour with Jars Louis. Adelaide Crows on top, 9-3. AFL is alive with the round of music. Oh, if you don't know this segment, This is well worth waiting for. It's where we just try and match up team performances, individual performances, Jars,
yeah,
with a few of the classic tunes of years gone by. Anything can fit. It's just about having a little bit of fun.
Mm.
If you missed last week, it was one of the greatest train wrecks of radio history, and Redemption is on the plate today. And that's fair call, isn't it, Jar?
Well, you've got a front up.
Absolutely.
These are big games we play.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about radio is there's about 12 breaks per day for us to get it right. So good luck, good sir. You're away. You've won the toss. You've elected to serve.
Yep. This is about Carlton's Brycey Gibbs performance over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Mate, I'm telling you what, this is dedicated to the Crows' Justin Reid list management.
Ooh. Paddy Perry on the rush hour.
Here we go.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Katie.
Yeah, nice. Keep it zipping. You're on fire.
Up next, the Western Bulldogs. Yeah. They've lost their bark, Lou.
They certainly have.
And Florence and the Mechanics sums this up beautifully. They're gone, Lou.
Yeah, Florence and the Machine. That'd be Mike and the Mechanics. Next. Next.
Close. It's close, Lou.
Don't stop down. Just keep
now,
doing
what rolling. About this one here? Your boys, the Sydney Swans.
There you go.
They are back.
Yeah.
And they are doing this.
Oh, yeah.
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 My boys.
The Kid Brothers.
Yeah.
Play with hair like
this. This is what's happening.
Oh, I like it. Very nice.
There you go.
You're back.
There you go, family.
You're back. All right, hey, the four umpire experiment is over. Murph, hit me. Am I
ever gonna see four umpires again?
Oh, daddy.
Am I ever gonna see four umpires? Probably needed the real chorus part.
Oh, I like
that one. Of course, I played it earlier. Richmond have sent out a song to their fans. They love this segment so much.
Stevie of Port Adelaide.
There it is. Alrighty.
Dimmer Cash.
Again, Tigers are back in the limelight again. A little compilation of a couple of my favourite girl artists. Righto, Murphy, out of that into. Tigers 36 points up halfway during the second. And then bring it home with Kylie.
Yeah, good. They got a triple treat, that one.
Yeah. Wait for
nice.
It. The monsters in your head. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Right, then now we get personal.
Here we go.
Don't worry about the footy. What about the bloke that sleeps in on the weekend? Go. First thing I remember, I was lying
in my bed. Couldn't have been no more than 1 or 2. Come on, Sean. He got three alarms. And I remember there was a radio
coming from the room next door. My mother laughed away some lady. Wait for it. This is for Murphy. Slept in at DSL on the weekend. It's late in the morning. And of course,
brilliant clip.
One more. I'll
here we go, Luke.
The final word goes finished to the one and only Carole King to Sean Craig Murphy. Stayed in bed all morning just to
pass the did you? Was Mrs. Murphy next?
No denying. One of us is changing,
or maybe we just are
trying.
Do you like the song?
Mm. Good song.
And it's too late, Murphy. It's too late, but we really did try to make it.
Oh, God.
Brilliant. Maz there loves Carole King too.
Tell you what, it is back. Round of music. Mm. One of its best performances. Well played, Juice.
Yeah.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Coaches' votes are in. Dane Zorko picked up a maximum of 10 for the Port v Brisbane game.
Had a good year, isn't it?
Great. 30-odd plus a couple of goals again.
Yep.
Paddy Ryder, 8. Darcy Byrne-Jones had a cracking game, 6. Robbie Gray, 4. Ryan Batsenek for his 3 goals, got 1, and Ollie Wines, a couple of goals and 30-odd touch or 28 touches, gets 1 as well. Got a brand new leader too overall. everybody. Elliot Yeo, the West Coast Eagles, 57. Joel Selwood, 56. Dusty, 53. Sloaney's still there despite a few quiet weeks on 53, just four off the pace. Gazza up to 50 as well.
The Brownlow, Lou, quickly before we get in there. I think it's going to be shared this year.
You think?
Because we're due for a shared Brownlow result.
We are
result.
Due for some multiple medalists.
I would have had that, so you can quote me on that, ready, but obviously still a bit scarred from sleeping in.
It's just, it's sitting back. It's on, you know, it's like it's being on your heels as opposed to on your toes.
Because we play hard and fast. We're instinctive players here.
It's a snappy kind of vibe that we like in studio. And like the Carol, a couple of the songs said, if you're not in it and you've stopped trying, don't be a part of it.
Get out.
Now.
It's too late, Sean, anyway.
Bit of footy news. Lin Jong has an ACL done and dusted. Traditional surgery will come his way. The big names, Selwood and...
Buddy
and Shuey.
All got fines.
Which is not surprising at all.
Nick
Reeve. The other big talking point of the week, though, was Thomas Bugg and Jack Watson, their use of social media ahead of the Melbourne Western Bulldogs game. Little tongue-in-cheek. Little dig at a good friend of theirs, and I stress a good friend of theirs, Jason Johannesson. It says, we're coming. Bit like what Sydney did previously the week before. They manhandled JJ, didn't handle it well. So the boys had some fun on social media. Boy, did it get some traction. Was there some nice bit of feeling in the game of footy?
It was great to watch.
It was awesome. But fair to say, it wasn't probably received as well. But Jack Watts has tried to explain what the boys were up to.
Nah, look, he's good mates with JJ. We sort of know him through the circles and... he did a pretty similar thing last week to Taylor Adams, another one of his good mates. So there's obviously nothing in that. No malice meant whatsoever, but can see how some people might see it that way.
That was well answered by Jackie Watts there. Jade Rawlings is an assistant coach at the Melbourne Football Club. I wonder how his sense of humour was.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a relationship between the guys. They know each other, but I just want to be clear that the respect we have for the Western Bulldogs and Jason Johannesson is very strong. And like I said, I don't condone that sort of stuff, sending out, especially on game day, but I'm very different to these young men as well. So, nothing I would think malicious intent in it at all.
There was none. Jade's got
Jade,
a relaxed
come
day
on, Jade. Yeah, just...
He's got a lot of
chill pill, mate.
Had a few beers with Jade over the journey. Yeah, he's a good fella.
I reckon we're going to see more players use it.
I just don't.
Good on him.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And the hype that it surrounds, and there's no one being demeaning.
No.
It was all just a bit of, and like I said, good mates. I love it. And previous week before, you had Taylor Adams and the Lyndon Dunn comment, he's now at a successful club.
Yep.
Byrne jumped in, fired off a little tweet.
Yeah.
Successful club comment.
It's good.
It's great.
I'd love to see the Port Crows boys do it before a showdown. Text just fire one at Bokey on Twitter.
Well, they don't say anything when they get together, so fire it off over Twitter and on social media.
We'll blow it up. We'll make it something that's not,
you know. Exactly. You know what we should.
Here we go. Mr. Idea.
I've just had an idea.
Oh, no.
Air raid siren ready.
Well, the footy show, often get some players to tweet the show.
Anyone watch it?
Yeah. Well,
Sorry.
That's the battle. It's a bit of a no-go zone for me. But you should tweet on behalf. Here's the idea. We put it to Sloaney on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, we're
going to take control of your social media account. Yeah. Do you trust us?
you'd be a frenzy.
Can we not do it?
Well, ask him.
As a test case, you know what we should do? We should take over Murph's first.
Yeah.
And
try
and
try and get Murph some redemption. As punishment for sleeping in Saturday morning.
I don't mind where
haven't I had enough punishment?
Lou, I like this, Lou.
Murph, you need to hand over your social media passwords and
you
property.
Let rip.
And just let us have it for a day.
24 hours.
Yeah, that's all we're going to need.
You're not going to get it for a minute.
Why 24 not? Hours.
There's no
if
way.
If we get Sloaney's, can he just fire one over the bowel of Lukey Hodge?
Absolutely. And Paul Puopolo, Luke Bruce, just a few of the other boys.
Clarko
even. So Clarko, the bridge is lovely this time of year.
This is going, Luke.
Well, this is where we need to get.
Nice.
Hand it over. Hand him over, Murph.